Do science and miracles mix? Discover the truth next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moment host, Ian Taylor.
Do you realize that the Bible's own arguments have been stolen by evolutionary scientists in their attempt to prove that there are no such things as miracles? And it's past time that Christians reclaim those arguments in order to deflate the doubt that has been created. Evolutionists argue that since the world is an orderly place with predictable physical laws, we know that miracles cannot happen. And they are right on everything but their conclusion. It is because the world is an orderly place with predictable physical laws that miracles are important. The Bible clearly teaches that the world follows orderly laws. For example, Genesis 1 verse 11 tells us that the plants reproduce in an orderly, predictable pattern, after their kind. In Genesis 1 and verse 14, we read about how the stars move across the sky in an orderly pattern so that we can tell what season it is. And if the world were not an orderly, predictable place, we couldn't tell if something was a miracle or not. In a world where things happen willy-nilly, miracles would have no meaning. But it is only in a predictable world which science can study that miracles can be what the New Testament calls them, signs. So the very reason that evolutionists use to deny that there are miracles is really the only reason we have to accept the possibility and the reality of the Creator's miraculous working in His creation.
For more information, visit us online at creationmoments.com. You'll find both written and audio transcripts, creation-focused articles and Bible studies, and many other resources, all at creationmoments.com.